listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Let's bring in our producer, Jason Gibbs. Time to go around the league.
Number one.
All right, guys, question number one today. Cam Newton signed a five-year, $103.8 million extension yesterday. $60 million in guarantees. Is Newton worth this type of contract?
And it's a record $68 million over the first 3 years.
I would say no, but not by much. I think that Cam Newton is a franchise quarterback. I think that the economy of the NFL is only growing larger and larger. And I think that's the one leverage piece that every agent has that represents a franchise quarterback is they want a little bit more money than the last guy. And in this case, it was just right for the Carolina Panthers with a great defense who need to continue to put weapons around Cam Newton, which they did via this draft and free agency. And I look for the Carolina Panthers to make that push with Cam Newton as their leader to win the NFC South this year.
I think that as these contracts go and you see the other ones, other people are going to make more money than him. So I do think he's worth it. I think he's just kind of the first one on that new level of contracts as you talk about the expected expansion of the salary cap, et cetera. But if you're Carolina and you don't have Cam Newton, what do you have? So I do think that he's worth it. Quarterbacks should absolutely be the highest paid players in the league, and Cam Newton's proven that he can win for that team. He's done it 2 years in a row, and one of the most impressive people I've seen live in my time down on the sideline. Certainly last season, I would say he was the most impressive individual I saw, and I saw Andrew Luck in that Colts game against us, but I was more impressed by Cam Newton.
Number two.
All right, guys, question number two today. Cam Newton is signed, sealed, and delivered. Is Russell Wilson worth more than Cam Newton as we shift now to seeing if the Seahawks will sign him?
I believe that Russell Wilson will get probably equivalent money, if not a slight little upgrade in pay to Cam Newton. Do I believe he's better than Cam Newton? No. But I think because Russell Wilson plays in Seattle, he's had the early success. They've got a great defense, a dominant run game, and he's been protected by the flaws of him being undersized, that runaround, zone read system. I just think he's in the perfect storm right there in Seattle, and he will get rewarded as the quarterback and leader of that franchise with a salary with a contract similar to Cam Newton, if not a little bit higher.
I don't think he's the same kind of difference maker on his own that Cam Newton is. I think he's been in a good system, and I think he's going to be even better this year now that they add Jimmy Graham to that mix for him. But I think Cam Newton's a more valuable overall player. I think there are a lot of quarterbacks that you could have dumped into Seattle that could have won. Russell Wilson is very good. I don't want Russell Wilson haters to come at me. I think he's a top 10 quarterback in the league, but I think Cam Newton is probably a better quarterback and a better quarterback prospect.
Number three.
Which quarterback is the better option for the Philadelphia Eagles going into the 2015 season? Sam Bradford or Mark Sanchez?
As of now, everything I've heard is that the Philadelphia Eagles are very excited about what Sam Bradford is doing, the way in which he's practicing. And you have to believe that for Chip Kelly to go out and acquire Sam Bradford, that he's going to be your guy. Last year, Mark Sanchez was not your guy. It was Nick Foles, and when he got hurt, Sanchez came in and ran an offense that actually better than most NFL analysts even thought, which kept him in the conversation to be retained by the Philadelphia Eagles. But Sam Bradford's the guy. You don't get picked number one overall in the National Football League for nothing. Rookie of the year. Just really never been healthy, consistent enough for us to push him into that top 15 category.
In his last, basically, season and a half of play, he's thrown 35 touchdowns and only 17 interceptions. He's played at a high level, completing over 60% of his passes, about 6.7 yards per attempt. So Sam Bradford is the answer to that question. That's why they made the moves that they made to get him to be their guy. Will he be able to hold up? That's the real question.
Number four.
This is a good one. This was on ESPN.com through their New York office. Antonio Cromartie was asked, who is the better DB, Richard Sherman or Darrell Revis? Without hesitation, he said Sherman doesn't even deserve to be mentioned among the top DBs in the league. That all his success is a product of the Seahawks scheme and a superior supporting cast. Who are the top three DBs in the league right now? You can only give me three.
I would go one and two are very easy. I think Darrell Revis is one of those top three. I think that Joe Hayden is one of the top three. And then I would have to say...
Ooh, Peterson, Sherman? What do you got?
Not Peterson, not Sherman. I'm going to go with my boy safety, Eric Weddle in San Diego, who needs a new contract.
Oh, look at you shilling for your boy.
The beard.
I'm going to say Richard Sherman's stats back up the fact that he is as good as he says he is. I would like to see him cover the number one guy and follow like that, like a Darrell Revis does.
He never will, though.
But he won't. And I do think in some of what Cromartie says is true. He is in a product of the scheme and a great supporting cast. But at the same time, Richard Sherman absolutely can cover. I mean, you had a game where the Green Bay Packers basically put Jordy Nelson over on that side of the field and then didn't throw the ball to him the whole game. So Richard Sherman can play. I think Cromartie's what he's saying is, why don't you go follow everybody around and we'll see, you know, how good you are. But Richard Sherman, I think, is plenty good at the end of the day. And I think he played and his play backs that up. I would say the top three corners in the league are Revis, Sherman.
He said DBs. So it doesn't necessarily. That's why I went DBs. Safety with Weddle.
I'm going to say with corners.
That's fine.
Sherman, Revis first, Sherman. And then the third one, Joe Hayden, obviously. But one guy who needs to get recognition, who I think might be maybe the best man-to-man cover corner in the National Football League, is Vontae Davis in Indianapolis.
Yes, I agree. You know, also, I mean,
we
Cam Chancellor's not too
year.
Far off
to,
on that
he
list.
He didn't play in the game against the Browns.
Who's
last
not
year.
That far?
Cam Chancellor.
Cam Chancellor's very good. No,
I
you're
like
right
Cam
about
Chancellor.
Vontae Davis, Gibbs. You are correct about that. Vontae Davis, it is.
Younger brother of Vernon Davis.
Unbelievable in man to man coverage. And last year, he was, you know, the number two coverage corner per. Again, Pro Football Focus, the quarterback rating, he allowed 38.8. Didn't allow a single touchdown last season, and he did follow. Four picks, seven passes defensed. He's a very, very, very good player.
Number five.
Final one today as we go around the league. What does the future hold for one Adrian Peterson, who reported yesterday finally after ending his squabble?
I think that Adrian Peterson will play all 16 games in the purple, yellow, and white for the Minnesota Vikings this year. I think he will have a little drop-off from the level that he was playing in what would have been 2013, but probably 1,400 yards, 16 touchdowns, and a big reason now why Peter King had them ranked inside his top 10. I just think having the franchise quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, they went out and acquired some assets for him. Having Adrian Peterson back and the ability of them to run the football and have Teddy pull that ball out and take the ball down the field. My biggest issue with them is on defense, but I think they're addressing that.
I think he's going to come back and he's going to have a big year. He's going to be fresh. He's angry. I think he's got a good offense around him. Norv Turner, a great offensive coordinator. Yeah. I think that Adrian Peterson's going to come back and have a big year, 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns. He could have more than that. It's just going to be a matter of how much they let him run the football. But I think he's in line for a big, big season.
See, I don't know if I see it. I really don't. I, you know, here's a guy that came back from an ACL injury. There's a lot of wear and tear on that body.
He took a whole year off last year.
Yeah, but he didn't play last year. Does that help or hurt? Like, we've seen players take a year off through suspension or whatever else and never be the same.
But you've also never seen, for me, at least in the last decade, a player like Adrian Peterson and his ability to touch the ball and have it essentially be a home run on every time he touches it.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued to see how he responds to this. Mike Zimmer, by the way, looked real good in the way he handled this.
He did. Said you can be here or you cannot be here. Those are your two choices,
yeah.
And he decided that he wanted to be there. And so Adrian Peterson reported, and that's what they're doing. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to get into the mailbag here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
dreaming about the things that we could be.